HKX Mobile. Inform 2 Tango Mobile. Requesting KO4 HKX here. Afternoon. On the way, got to end up at up near Furman University here in about an hour. So I'm headed that way now. The golf course right now on Whitehorse. Golf course, huh? Yeah, I'm going up to the up to the retirement facility. It's up there near Furman. It's a clear up here for right now. No rain for the moment. Yeah, all the rain clouds are over my way. They're, it's clear over that direction, but the rain clouds are over my way. My house this morning, too, because they canceled our first school out at 12 o'clock today for flooding, and said we got like 5 inches of rain up there this morning, so I don't know what I'm driving into. It's probably not raining up there now, but I mean, it's supposed to have been raining up there early, and we're getting the edges of Fred up here now. It's coming, and it's going to be up towards, it's moving up this way, but it's moving up through my side of town and over my direction, but it's going to kind of go through this area. They're talking about flooding up around my area from 8 a.m. tomorrow morning to 8 a.m. Tuesday, Wednesday morning, so I guess they're expecting some rain up here on the edge of this thing.
Like it.
And as I'm driving towards Highway 290, I'm seeing dark clouds. Hopefully I can get where I need to go before it gets too bad up here. Because I got sound equipment in the back of this car I got to unload.
I'll be driving right into the bad weather on my way home this evening.
I'm still seeing all kinds of sunshine over towards Greenville area, over that direction. It's just down towards Woodruff and back that way that I'm seeing the dark clouds. So, I guess I'll just have to deal with whatever it is, you know.
Mother Nature, there's nothing we can do about it.
Hey, no control over it.
We here to do some singing tonight?
Yeah, our chorus is performing for the Woodlands at Furman Retirement Facility over there. A couple of our members live there also, so, and, but one of them will be singing with us tonight, the other won't, so. Anyway, but we go over there, we go twice a year to perform for them, and we've missed about 3 performances so far in the last year and a half, so we're going to try to catch up here between now and the end of the year.
Hope you can do that. I hope they don't shut things back down on you again.
Because I dropped down into a spot where it's spotty on the radio. But I'm right here at the edge of this cloud, and I'm just getting a little bit of rain on it.
I hope you're able to get them all in before they start shutting things down again.
We'll wear a mask when we're not on stage tonight, so... that's the, you know, when we're not performing. And all, cause, and they got a big facility, so we've got room to spread out, so we're not all up on top of each other, you know. And of course, my chorus, we've all had the vaccine, and a couple of us have even survived the virus. I'm one of those. I've survived the virus and had the vaccine too, so lots and lots of antibodies, as they say.
Careful, because there's a lot of mixed information out there about all that stuff. So be careful. That's all I can tell you.
I've been. My doctor keeps a close eye on my health and everything. So he does a good job of keeping an eye on my health and let me know when I need to do this or do that or change this or change that. So, well, like I said, I'm looking at ugly clouds in my rearview mirror, and I'm looking at sunshine on top of white fluffy clouds in front of me. Go figure.
Opposite. I've got the black clouds in front of me and the sunshine behind me.
An area smells like somebody hit a polecat over here because it sure stinks.
Ain't that worse than you are right now, though. Coming in okay?
Yeah, you're coming in fine. My phone rang and I didn't. and have, and, but there was nobody there. Somebody trying to sell me something. And I don't, I get those, I hang right up on them, so. Because I've got my phone where if somebody calls me whose name I get, I can look. But I'm waiting on a couple of phone calls from people who are not in my calling list. But I've had to call them today, and they'll need to call me back. So I answer, and if it's somebody trying to sell me something, I quickly hang up. And don't have to worry about it.
Throughout the day.
Over here down to 284. And yesterday, I guess it was, I saw some, or yesterday afternoon, I saw some at 278. Right across the street's 278, the Circle K. So maybe we're going to see a little relief in the gas market, maybe.
It's cheaper on the Rhea side of town than it is over there in Greer, I can tell you that much.
Last week, and I'll have to fill up this week, too, because I've got to drive to Raleigh Friday. Drive to Raleigh, attend a four and a half hour meeting on Saturday, and then drive back Saturday afternoon. Just the way I wanted to spend two-thirds of my weekend.
Yep, and not in a good location either.
Thing about it is, I'm not planning to go up through 85 on South Carolina. I'm going to take Highway 29 over till I get all the way to Blacksburg, and then I'll get on the last little bit of 85 before I cross into North Carolina. And then I'm going to end up on 440 or something going over towards Raleigh. So we'll just see what happens.
Friday. You're going to one of your quartet meetings? Is that what you're going up there for?
Well, I'm on the board of directors for the Carolinas District of the Barbershop Harmony Society. And we're having a board meeting up there on Saturday that we need to have an in-person meeting. So we're coming from all over North and South Carolina to be up there for the meeting. And I'm going up Friday. Spend the night in a hotel, which somebody else is going to pay for, and then I will come home on Saturday after the meeting, and, you know, that's the way it's going to go.
I think I had to step out and drive here for a minute. I got somebody in front of me. Must be texting and driving.
You see people doing those all the time. If I need to send a text to somebody, I can tell my phone to do it, and as long as I've got their mobile number, I can say it aloud, and it'll put it on there and send it off, and I don't even have to use my hands. And I don't read incoming text, so. And when I get home or get to where I'm going, then I'll read them. No need to between time. So, anyway, just like I got this idiot behind me, he's on his handheld phone, got it up to his ear, and at least we're not moving right now. We're sitting at a traffic light, but he still got the phone in his hand. That's why I use hands-free.
Hands-free also. I'll read the text to me, send them out, read the emails to me, whatever I wanted to do.
He's got to run around me because I wasn't going fast enough for him. Speed limit over here is only 45, and I'm doing 55. And he's still driving with one hand and that phone to his ear. Hopefully he'll have time to get away from me while I get over here, and I'm going to stop at the QT and get me something to drink.
Just coming up here on 414 and 25, and you can't hardly see the mountains in the background. It's so dark up there now.
Wrapping around us all down here, and all because I can see some. It's dark behind me. And, of course, these tinted windows in the back of this car don't help make it look a little darker. And I'm not glad I'm not this guy next to me. He's got looks like he's got about a 25-foot travel trailer behind his pickup truck. And a lot of fans and things sitting in the back of his pickup truck. Hope he doesn't mind all of that stuff getting wet at some point in time. There to W2T.
Getting ready to pull into my last stop for the day, so I don't know if I'll catch you or not. But if I don't, 733-KO4HX, and I'll be clear.
KP2HX,
Esther. OT. Waking. Watching all the wind and everything, and the black clouds are behind me. But I'm seeing sun in front of me because I'm headed towards Greer and then to Greenville, or up towards Furman University. So I'll see what happens. How are you this afternoon?
Yeah, very good, actually. Yeah, I'm down here in Greer. So I'm heading back to the house right now. I'm at the other end of Greer. I guess the south end. I'm not really sure where the heck I'm at. But I know where I'm going.
Nothing. Well, a little bit of rain is catching up to me, and I had two guys in pickup trucks honking at each other next to me. Don't know what that was about, but it is what it is, as they say. And, yeah, our barbershop course has got a performance tonight over at the Woodlands at Furman, so I am headed that way with our sound equipment. And trying to see if I can get there before the bottom drops out, so I can unload this equipment out of my car before it gets so bad it gets everything gets soaking wet, including me.
Oh, I've been there and done that today. I got rained on twice today. I did a package unit install this morning. Yeah, I got a little wet. All right, so I got a sound system question for you. Do you use wireless mics, and if so, which ones?
Now, we're not using wireless mics. We got wired mics, and I'm not sure which ones we've got, but they're sound recording mics and type things, so they give a good sound. They produce a good sound for the system that we got, and it's a good system. So, and all, but one of our music VP, he has his own recording studio and things like that, so he has all the nice little goodie mics, and he'll bring a couple of those tonight for us to use and for our quartet to use that's performing tonight. So, but that's what's going to happen here. And the only reason I've got it in here is because it's been stored at my house, but now that we've got a different storage place to store it at the church where we're going to be, when we get through tonight, it'll either go back to the church tonight or go back to the church tomorrow, one of the two, to be stored in our storeroom at the church, so where we rehearse. So I'll get it out of my house.
Yeah, I've got a pretty extensive sound system myself. You know, I did live sound in Florida for quite a number of years, and I got away from a lot of the Shure mics, and I went over to Sennheiser, however you pronounce it. Really good mics. Really, really good mics. Doesn't take a lot of EQing to make them sound decent. In fact, we got our first gig out October 16th with me bandmates. Me and me bandmates, we're going to play up in Spartanburg.
You're playing, so maybe I can drop in and see and hear you, and all since I live in Spartanburg, and I'll tell you what, my church has got several mics at wireless and things. We got a bunch of Heil mics that work real well with our system at church.
Not too bad. The Heils are pretty good. Whoops, hang on. Left lane there. I got to continue straight here. Alrighty. Yeah, I've got, like I said, the Heils aren't bad. I don't have a lot of experience with them, so I don't know the different model numbers, but I've got, like I said, I've got a bunch of the SM58 Shures, FM57s, and I've since switched over to some of the Sennheiser stuff, and I'm really happy with it.
Thanks. We've got a couple of Shures at church also, and the quality of the Shures that we've got, we don't have some of the higher priced Shures. We've got some of the cheaper ones, and we've had them at the church for a number of years, and they've used them for all kinds of things down in the gymnasium and all that type of stuff. So we've gotten some better ones with our soundboard and everything that we use for the church, because we record the church service and actually broadcast it live over YouTube every Sunday. And set it up there, so it's got to have good sound system. We got good hand mics. We got good. The preacher has a good wireless mic. We got good wireless hand mics. We got mics over the choir, which makes it nice for us. So you know, we've got some good stuff there.
Excellent. Yeah, excellent. Yeah, I've got four wireless mics that I use for my small system. I've got a little 8-channel system that I use, or 8-channel board, and I've got some powered speakers that I use if, yeah, we do a real small gig and we're stuffed in the corner somewhere. Otherwise, I've got my Big Allen Heath board, big, it's 16-channel. It's rack-mounted with all my externals and whatnot. Got compressors and limiters for the drums and EQs for the monitors and everything, so, yeah, I got it.
Cardboard laying out in the middle of the road, and I avoid those. You never know what you're going to run over in a piece of cardboard. A friend of mine ran over a nail in one and really tore up a tire. So I will try to go around them if I can.
Gotcha. Gotcha. And I'm on Highway 14. Yay.
290, and I'm just exiting Duncan. And I'm making this turn onto the part of 290 that takes me over to Gurr, and then I'll go through Gurr until I get on 29, and then take it until I get over in Taylor's, and then I'll take the back route around and go up that way to head to where I'm headed.
Yeah, you're going to come out there trying to think where, what, uh-oh, I'm getting a phone call.
You too, T-Mobile.
I'll be back in a second. I want to get home. But anyway, WU2T, maybe 2HXS. Yeah, I'm coming through. I'll be coming through downtown Gurr in just a minute.
It has caught up to me over here where I am over on this section of 290. I'm on that section that runs between Greer and Duncan. And, heavy rain, too, so I'm going to get off of here and pay attention to my driving. And wind's not too bad yet, but it could get that way. Catch you later. You have a good one. W2T clear.
All righty, sir. Have a good afternoon. KB2HXS.
Put in that thing, bud. K4 VWH.
Oh, I bet about 10 pounds in. Good God. No, I put a little squirt in it. Brought it back up above freezing so she works.
Good, good, good. So I'll probably hear from you on that, next 3 or 4 days?
Yes, yes. Jimmy came out to take a look. Mr. James came out to take a look also.
Okay. All right. Cool beans. Will y'all just let me know? What else is going on? By the way, I just passed over 85 on 290. And you're fixing to get wet, Bubba.
I'm downtown here right now. I'm at the light here by Poinsett and 14 heading home, so. And it's just starting to rain, and the clouds are kind of following me up here.
And that means I'm ahead of you, Steve, on 290 if you just crossed over 85 on 290, because I'm between Duncan and Gurr, and I've driven out of the rain for right this minute. W2T back on here. Go ahead, Steve.
On the back of the old Lowenstein plant now, bro. What is it now? It's not low. It used to be the Lowenstein plant. Coming up into Lyman is where I am. Coming up into Lyman from Duncan. Let's come up the hill to the Highway 29.
Here you are, and I'm up here where 290 passes under 80, and I'll KB2HXS, go ahead.
I'm stuck at this silly light here by Poinsett and 14. Oh my God, I gotta go. You got 3 cars through this light and it changes red again.
K4 VWA clear.
Where have you been, Steve? That you're headed? That you're over on that direction?
Well, that cloud is just about at the edge of Wade Hampton, and I'm about to pop out from under it. And let me tell you something, I'm headed back north towards Inman, towards God country, back up towards the mountains, baby. I'm gonna get myself back home. I've been out. Oh, Rusty, you're gonna make me use that word again. I used the 3-letter version. I did a job today.
And paying money in that guarantees I still get my Social Security check every month. So that's nice of you, my friend. You're a good fella. And I'll I'm coming up over here where Woodman of the World is. I'm getting ready to pass it and head into Gurr and into the edge of Gurr and get that way. So I'm headed that. And that cloud is wrapping around, so you're headed up towards the Inman and up that direction. You're going to find that thing's going to follow you right up there, my friend, because it's wrapping around the, it was wrapping around from down Woodruff and down that way and coming up over Spartanburg. It seems to be moving pretty fast, though, so it's moving pretty good, so it'll move in and move out, hopefully.
The house, before it hits, I'm a happy, happy boy. I'll be happy, happy, happy. So, yeah, you take it easy. KN4 of NWA, I'm going to make some tracks. I'm clear.
Hi, W2 T-Mobile.
So, it's starting to rain on me. These people in front of me keep stepping on their brakes.
Hey, I had somebody like that in front of me a minute ago, but they made a turn and got off this road, so... Well, I'm coming through that section of Gurr where you got to slow down to 25, or their little sign will tell you you're going too fast. No, I'm on 290 coming through downtown Gurr. I'm coming up to the intersection of 14 and 290.
Oh, 290 is point set, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
I just passed that. Okay, we almost crossed paths.
I mean, it's an idiot. He's got bright lights on, he's got driving lights, he's got fog lights on, and he's blinding the heck out of me from behind. I don't know what his problem is. And he doesn't look like a cop or anything. He just looks like an idiot.
Well, you know, big boys and then big trucks, and you got to show all that stuff off. You know, you spent all that money, you got to turn them on once in a while.
I need side beams and driving lights and fog lights, because we don't have any fog, it's not dark, and there's lots of light here where I am. No need for all that excess, blinding me.
You look up in the back, you get like old Batmobile mirrors, you hit a switch and the mirror comes up and blinds him back.
You know someone who has one of those in his car. He has it in the back of it, mounted on the inside of his tailgate. And it does flip up and it does throw the light back in the people's eyes. So, but yeah, I know this is I know he's running his high beams because he's got the lights that they got the lamp on the inside and the lamp on the outside, and the outside ones are on, which is the high beams. And, here's that slow traffic light at 14 and 290, or point set.
Okay, excellent. I'm a minute and a half to my house, so I'm in a 673, and it's starting to come down pretty good over here now.
See you later. Have a good one. KB2HXS, W2T Mobile.
W2T, see ya. 73, KB2HXS out.